The Slime Squad versus the Killer Socks, written and read by Steve Cole. Once upon a slime. The old rubbish dump was far from anywhere, an enormous, mucky, rusty landscape of thousands of thrown away things. It had been closed for years, abandoned, forgotten. And then Godfrey Gunk came along. Godfrey wasn't just a mad scientist, he was a super bonkers scientist, and he was very worried about the amount of pollution and rubbish in the world. His dream was to create marvellous mutant mini-monsters out of chemical goo, monsters who would clean up the planet by eating, drinking, and generally devouring all types of trash. So Godfrey bought the old rubbish dump as the perfect testing ground and got to work. Of course, he wanted to make good, friendly, peaceful monsters, so he was careful to keep the nastiest, most toxic chemicals separate from the rest. He worked for years and years, and got nowhere. In the end, penniless and miserable, Godfrey wrecked his lab, scattered his experiments all over the dump, and moved away, never to return. But what Godfrey didn't know was that long ago, tons of radioactive sludge had been accidentally dumped here, and soon its potent powers kick-started the monster chemistry the mad scientist had tried so hard to create. Life began to form. Amazing mini-monsters sprang up with incredible speed. Bold, inventive monsters who made a wonderful, whiffy world for themselves from the rubbish around them, a world they named Trashland. For many years, they lived and grew in peace. But then the radiation reached a lead-lined box in the darkest corner of the rubbish dump, the place where Godfrey had chucked the most toxic, dangerous gunk of all. Slowly, very slowly, monsters began to grow here too. Different monsters. Evil monsters that now threatened the whole of Trashland. Only one force for good stands against them, a small band of slightly sticky superheroes.